show, Men Behaving Badly, except that we do it instead of just talking about it. Graham Swain swanks about in the unaccustomed luxury of a stretch limo. And I have been and done many things in this life. I've been a market trader, a roofer, a tractor driver, a nightclub bouncer, a motorcycle stunt rider, and, would you believe it, an accountant. And for just one day, I was a chauffeur. I was told to be at Piccadilly Station in Manchester to pick up the winners of a competition sponsored by a fizzy drink maker. So there we were, nosing through the traffic on Deansgate in a 23.5-foot-long Cadillac, and I could actually lip-read people mouthing at me, "Who is it?" I really had to fight the urge to mouth back that it was a fishmonger from Huddersfield with his wife and his three tiresome children. Graham Swain has always hankered after the high life, so we sent him along to stick his nose up against the blacked-out windows and find out what really goes on in there. He met Les Barnes of Linco Cars, one of the most well-known hirers of stretch limos to the rich and famous.
The car is a Cadillac Fleetwood. It's what they call a 120-inch stretch. That means that's 120 inches between the front door and the back door, thus making it the largest Cadillac in Europe. The car is powered by a 5.7 fuel-injected 32-valve engine. This engine they in fact use in the Corvette Stingray. The car is white. It's extremely long. It carries 10 passengers in the rear and has additional passenger capacity in the front for an extra one or two people.
What sort of people use these cars? I mean, you see them wafting around London late at night, coming away from clubs and so on. What are they used for?
In percentage-wise, we use 25% on sort of celebrity work, TV, TV adverts, film work. We've just completed a film with Bon Jovi, which is the leading man, which goes out this year. We did a Buckingham Palace job with Julie Goodyear, and that was to collect her MBE. And only this morning, Paul Gascoigne picking up from the airport.
Now, you've got sort of like an aerofoil wing on the back. That's the satellite television, is it?
Not quite, no. A lot of people go for that. In fact, some people will not hire us without the boomerang being on the back. But the boomerang, in fact, is the TV antenna and the FM antenna to pick up radio stations.
Well, give us some numbers on this list. What does a car like this cost to buy?
You're talking about $100,000 in the UK, approximately £70,000.
Who uses this, and how much does it cost to hire this for an evening? I'm a punter, right? I come to you, I say, look, I want to hire this for an evening, I want to go clubbing with my mates. What's it going to cost me?
You're looking at a minimum charge on this particular vehicle of £250. But for that, you would get a distance of, say, 20 miles outside London, going into the West End, drop you at your function place, and then return you later in the evening. That would be within the £250 frame.
So really what you're saying, if 10 people hire this for, let's say, a stag night out or whatever, it works out quite a good way of going out for the evening.
It certainly is, and at £25 a head, then that is cheap transport. It's comparable with three taxis doing the same job.
Well, I think I'd like to go for a spin in this. Let's give it a go, shall we?
OK, let's go.
Les, we're wafting along in this car. It really is like a magic carpet ride, isn't it?
Yeah, you felt it already, have you?
Yeah, I'm nodding off to sleep here already, and we've only been in the car a couple of minutes.
No, don't do that, you'll ruin the interview.
Is it easy to drive? It looks to me very easy to drive. I mean, you're just looking at a fairly standard sort of Cadillac dashboard, aren't you? With, let's face it, the good old American-style plastic chrome everywhere.
Absolutely great. Yeah, they're very easy to drive. It does take a few months' training. All drivers go through a process of starting on the smaller hires and then reaching up to the big super-stretch cars, which obviously, being coach length, you do have to make certain adjustments to your driving technique.
Such as?
When you come to roundabouts and corners on the real big ones, you steer away from the corner, not into the corner. When you come to mini roundabouts, forget it. You've got to find a road to turn around. We use the M25 quite regularly for turning around it.
There must be some funny incidents that have happened with these cars over the years.
Certainly. We get the hen nights and stag nights, obviously, when they come up in the summertime, just prior to the weddings. And give you an idea, you get the girls going out for a night. It would be all the champagne and the drinks. And the girls are free to do as they wish. And believe me, they do. They attack drivers. Drivers come home with love bites on their necks, their trousers around their ankles, belts broken, buttons off, you name it. They'll stand up through the moonroof, should we have one, and that's a sunroof in the UK.
They call it a moon because it's bigger, is it?
Because the Yanks use it by night time, because they have air conditioning by day.
Of course, yeah.
So who's right, who's wrong? The other thing they would do, they would certainly like to strip off to the waist and stand up through the roof. They'll moon out the window. Underwear comes out the car. They have a bit of a riotous time, let's put it that way.
That's your lot. There is no more.